KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, we have sunny skies and 66 degrees, your current temperature here at the KJAN studios. We look for a mix of sun and clouds here today with a high of 85 degrees and southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of news here on KJAN. News is brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In local news, one of two women wanted by Council Bluffs police after a theft and crash incident on Monday has turned herself in to police. On Thursday at 10:15 p.m., Michelle Lynn Cool reported to Pottawatomie County Corrections and turned herself in to Council Bluffs PD. She was then booked into corrections for several warrants related to the Monday incident. Warrants were issued for the arrest of 52-year-old Michelle Cool and 27-year-old Amanda Wilson, both of Council Bluffs, on Tuesday. The nature of those charges still have not been publicly released, but both women fled with a child from a Council Bluffs hospital that they were transported to before police arrived. They had been taken to the facility following an accident that took place late Monday evening after one of the women allegedly took a package off the front porch of a residence sometime before 9 p.m., when the homeowner confronted the suspect, she jumped into the SUV occupied by the other female and the child. The SUV was struck then broadside at the intersection of 25th and Avenue E as they fled by a Chrysler minivan. The impact flipped the SUV onto its top. The warrants for Amanda K. Wilson are still active. As with any wanted party, the public is asked not to contact these parties and notify local law enforcement if they are cited. Anyone with information on the location of Wilson is asked to call Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
There are sounds we love to hear. And there are sounds we need to hear. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. If you're missing the sounds that matter, I'd like to help. Call ASI to schedule an evaluation. ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In other news, Clarinda police were called at approximately 8:39 p.m. last night to the Parkview Apartments at 1001 East Main Street in Clarinda for a person with a gunshot to the leg. Upon arrival, officers found the victim, 45-year-old Jason Kubley of Clarinda, with gunshot wounds to both legs in the upper leg and hip area. Kubley was initially taken to the Clarinda Regional Health Center and later transported by LifeNet to UNMC in Omaha with non-life-threatening injuries. Police determined the suspected gunman was the victim's brother, 41-year-old Aaron Kubley of Des Moines, and he was located walking near 12th and Main Street. Kubley was taken into custody without incident and booked on charges of attempted murder, burglary first degree, and assault while participating in a felony. Kubley is being held at the Page County Jail on $100,000 cash-only bond. The investigation is still ongoing. The Clarinda Police Department was assisted by Clarinda EMS and the Page County Sheriff's Office. A Lake City man died after crashing on a closed road in Guthrie County on June 10th, according to a report released by the Iowa State Patrol. The crash happened at 3:17 p.m. on June 10th on Frontier Road. 69-year-old Robert Core of Lake City was driving a 2003 Buick LeSabre northbound on Frontier Road, south of Highway 44 in Guthrie County, when his vehicle struck a pile of gravel on the road, which was closed due to resurfacing. The collision caused the vehicle to enter the southbound ditch facing northwest. Core was alert and conscious after the crash and was transported by Life Flight to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines, where he later died. A concerned citizen noticed a suspicious device on the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge Thursday morning and notified authorities. The call to the National Park Service came in just after 8 a.m. about a homemade device that was in the form of a bottle with a rope coming out of the top. Upon locating the device on the Iowa side of the bridge, officers coordinated with the Omaha Police Department to shut down access to the bridge, linking Council Bluffs to Omaha across the Missouri River. A Council Bluffs Police Department bomb technician responded to the scene and rendered the device safe to transport. Officers conducted a sweep of the bridge to check for any additional suspicious devices. Once that search was completed and no additional devices were located, the bridge was reopened to pedestrian traffic. Authorities are continuing to work in partnership with the Omaha Police Department to investigate the incident. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers. Lieutenant Greg Schultz with the Council Bluffs PD says the incident and response is a great example of the principle, if you see something, say something. Authorities encourage everyone to follow the same principle to help make our communities as safe as possible. The Red Oak Police Department reports three arrests last night from two separate incidents. At 8:55 p.m., officers arrested two Red Oak residents in the 300 block of 2nd Avenue. Officers arrested 32-year-old Christopher Ivan Long and 34-year-old Bobby Joe Bruce. Long was charged with domestic abuse assault and a serious misdemeanor. Bruce was charged with domestic assault and aggravated misdemeanor. They both were taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on no bond. At 11:30 p.m., officers with the Red Oak Police Department arrested 46-year-old Mark Douglas Bergren of Red Oak for driving while revoked, a serious misdemeanor. He was arrested at the intersection of North 8th Street and Ratliff Road in Red Oak and taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 cash bond. Creston police report two arrests and one reported vehicle theft on Thursday. At 2:14 p.m., officers arrested 55-year-old Kimberly Lynn Reed at her residence at 1102 Higbee Street in Creston on a charge of simple assault. She was later released from the Ringgold County Jail on $300 bond. At that same residence, 17-year-old Mariah Lynn Reed was referred to juvenile authorities on the charge of simple assault. Also at 4:16 p.m., Quality Glass Company of Creston reported that a vehicle owned by Tyler Aaron Kelly of Creston was stolen from their parking lot at 601 East Taylor Street. The loss was estimated at $5,000. Police say a bicyclist has died along the Greenbelt Trail in Clive. Police say the death occurred Thursday and the trail was still blocked off Thursday afternoon as officials investigated. Clive Police Chief Michael Venema tells Des Moines television station KCCI that a passerby found the man in a creek beside the trail and called police at around 1:45 p.m. Police say that as they were investigating, a family member who had been riding with the man returned to the scene to see why the man never caught up. Police say that person was able to identify the man whose name has not yet been revealed by police. Venema says police believe the death was an accident and do not suspect foul play. A Western Iowa police chief who'd been disciplined for lewd and offensive computer images has lost his job. Mayor Dan Linen said Thursday that he'd asked for Chief John Emsweiler's resignation, which Emsweiler submitted early in the day. Linen says he'd sought Emsweiler's exit for personal reasons he wouldn't describe. The mayor denied reports that they were connected to the images found on the chief's computer. A former Denison officer had reported that Emsweiler had pictures of his staff on his computer and that Emsweiler would use editing software to put their heads on different stuff. A city attorney said the chief was disciplined and that the city considered the matter closed. A public phone listing for Emsweiler couldn't be found on Friday. Taking a look at some world headlines here at this hour. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he'll be resigning in the fall now that his nation has voted to leave the European Union. Cameron, who led the fight to stay in the EU, says he'll leave it up to his successor to decide when to start the process to leave the European Union. World markets reacted to Britain's decision and plummeted, and the British pound dropped to its lowest level since 1985. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the European Union is strong enough to find the right answers to Britain's vote to leave the bloc. Merkel says Germany has a special interest and a special responsibility in European unity succeeding. She says she has invited EU President Donald Tusk, French President Francois Hollande, and Italian Premier Matteo Renzi to a meeting in Berlin Monday ahead of a previously scheduled EU summit. Russia's parliament has adopted a set of controversial amendments it says are to counter terrorism. They include prison sentences for people who failed to report a serious crime. The bill's co-author, Ernest Valiev, says the measure will encourage the public to help authorities fight terrorism. Another amendment doubles the number of crimes that Russians as young as 14 years old can face. A Pennsylvania man is jailed on charges after police say he allegedly slammed his fiancée's 8-year-old son onto the floor for not cleaning his room. The boy died 4 days later. Police in Allegheny County say Orlando Williams had been drinking when he tried to slam the boy onto the edge of his bed Sunday night, but missed. Williams and the boy's mother drove the child to the hospital the next morning. He was diagnosed with a herniated brainstem. Police say they've uncovered a massive heroin-selling operation behind a secret door that was disguised as a shelf at a candy shop in New York City. Police say officers with the state finance department discovered the door at the Gates Candy and Grocery Store in Brooklyn Wednesday during an inspection for untaxed cigarettes. The New York Post is reporting that two men have been arrested. We'll look at funeral announcements next. KJN News Time, 8:11.
There are sounds we love to hear. And there are sounds we need to hear. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. If you're missing the sounds that matter, I'd like to help. Call ASI to schedule an evaluation. ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In your funeral announcements, Marcia Weiss, age 63, of Anita, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marcia Weiss will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Nancy R. Iltz, age 68, of Atlantic, died October 26, 2015, at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Nancy R. Iltz will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. and the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Geneva I. Crowell, age 87, of Chandler, Arizona, formerly of Audubon, died November 7th of 2015 at Desert Springs Care Center in Chandler, Arizona. Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Services for Geneva Crowell will be held Monday, 10 a.m. at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Bethine Beth Leff Alberts, age 85, of Stewart, died on Wednesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Beth Alberts will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart has arrangements. Merle Schaefer, age 89, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Merle Schaefer will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Isaiah M.R. Pedrine, age 7, of Curtis, Michigan, formerly of Audubon, died June 24th. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Isaiah Pedrine will be held on Tuesday at 4 p.m. in the Shelter House at Albert the Bull Park in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJN News This Hour, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.